This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody, Kyle Krabs, Locked on Fence podcast, joins us this morning. A very quiet first day. For me, a little bit of a surprise right off the bat, although I did hear Zach Wilson's name mentioned with the Dolphins a few days ago. Zach Wilson going to be the backup quarterback for the Dolphins. What did you think, Kyle?
I think it's an interesting bet to place. I do think it is a bet to place, but when you look across the league right now and the trend that exists with guys that have talent and get drafted early and it doesn't quite click, the couple stops along the way, there's an opportunity, and you see it with Geno Smith and Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield. Can he be that kind of connection with you? I guess you'll find out this season. And if he is, you know, maybe you can lock him in on a longer-term deal and have some long-term protection. But I like the bet that they're placing in that regard. I would like a little bit more starting experience in that room because you're realistically going to have to carry three quarterbacks with the injury history you have.
Yes. That, by the way, good point there. So let's move on. James Daniels, looks like he's going to move into that right guard position coming off a torn Achilles with the Steelers, only played four games. How do you like that guy to line up at one of those guard positions?
As long as he's ready to roll for the start of the season, and it sounds like they got some positive feedback in that regard. And he's a talented player, and he's got center experience. He's got center at both, or experience at both guard positions, gives you a lot of flexibility. He was playing at a high level. He's still physically in the prime of his career, though he is coming off of an injury. I would love for us to mitigate some of our injury risk with some of our personnel decisions, but I think you look at how they played the board yesterday and free agency and guys coming off and kind of got the sense they had a price point they were comfortable with and they wanted to find the best available talent they could get that kind of fit what they wanted to do within that price point. They weren't going to get into the you-know-what contest trying to sign the best player.
Yeah, no question about it. So the other guy, Larry Borum, Bears free agent that's played a lot of left and right tackle. You look at him as kind of a backup to everybody, or can you see him getting a starting job?
I'll tell you what, Joe, I watched every snap that he played at guard throughout his rookie contract at Chicago. I think he's a better guard than he is a tackle. I do think the pass protection stuff, particularly this past year at left tackle, was really ugly. I think you have a polar opposite style of player at quarterback than what you'll have when Tua is in the lineup here for the Dolphins, so that should help. But you like that he's got position flexibility. We know that's something that's really important to them. But when I watched the guard tape, I liked what I saw from a run game perspective for a guy that's in the 330-pound range, what he gives you from a athleticism in space and the foot speed. I said, okay, like I can kind of see something here to work with. So I don't think we know the terms on that agreement yet. So I don't think he should be guaranteed anything. But as a guy who's coming off a rookie contract, who played in a bad environment these past couple years offensively in Chicago, there's some traits you see that if you're willing to be flexible and not just say, well, he played tackle last year, he's going to be a swing tackle for us, I think he can be an interesting name for that competition.
Kyle, what about Tier 2 today? What could you see? Any names that you saw that are affordable for the Miami Dolphins to get after maybe today?
Yeah, I'll be curious what they do at defensive tackle and what they do at safety, if they get any names in those spots today. And you've had some more cuts that I think are interesting. Larry Ogunjobi from Pittsburgh was cut yesterday. He's a name that I could see making some sense for Miami. I don't think he's going to be break-your-bang type of budget. John Allen just came off the board a couple minutes ago. He signed a 3-year, $60 million deal in Minnesota. So, like, that's not the price point I think they're looking to play ball in at any position. At safety, Julian Blackman's a name that I kind of had tabbed last week as somebody I'd like to see them pursue. And he signed a 1-year deal last offseason to go back to Indianapolis for, it was like $4.25 million. So it kind of sets an expectation for price point there that I would assume is going to be in your area. And he has pretty significant starting experience, and I like his game tape. So Julian Blackman at safety from Indianapolis would be a name that I would hope they would at least kick the tires on and see if it's going to make sense.
You expect Javon Holland and Justin Reed to still get big dollars at the safety position, just waiting to see?
It's interesting, isn't it? You know, where you were wondering what that domino effect was going to look like, and, you know, you kind of got the sense Holland, based off all of the free season or the pre-free agency rankings of players, and Holland's ranked as everybody's top safety, and Morig ends up getting $17 million per from Carolina, and then Cam Bynum got $15 million per from Indianapolis. I think that those guys have enough dance partners,
yeah.
But you also saw, like, Andre Sisco went to the Jets for on a 1-year, I don't want to say prove-it deal, but it was 1-year, $10 million. Like, I do think this the peak of this market might have already come and gone.
Yeah. Hey, by the way,
I think that is a really interesting thing for Javon to have to kind of sit here and see who else is in the safety market for big dollars. And Joe, Cam Wolf went on NFL Network yesterday morning and said the Dolphins before the season offered Javon a contract that was around $14 million per season.
Well, he just signed 3-year, $45 million with the Giants. Just happened 30 seconds ago. So Javon, he wasn't coming back here no matter what. That ego, what had happened, he was done here. You can read between the lines on his wish list that he came out with, experience coaching, honest culture. It was all shots at everybody. He wasn't coming back here, right?
Joe, he got none of those things with the New York Giants, by the way. So, there you go.
Yeah. Hey. So, I want to ask you about some other positions going forward. Still need a lot of work. Any other class of free agents you like that you're kind of watching today or tomorrow to see what Dolphins still might jump into?
Yeah, I'm interested. If they do classify Larry Borum as a swing tackle primarily, but a guy that has guard flex, I look at a couple of the names on the interior offensive line. If you really want to make sure that you have competition there, you're not painted into a corner where you had to draft the guy the first couple rounds. Will Fries from Indianapolis is the best one on the board. I was surprised to hear the projections for him that were in the $14, $15 million range. Maybe that number comes down as his process gets drawn out a little bit, and maybe it puts the Dolphins in a position where that's somebody they can have their eye on. If they want to go a little cheaper there, Will Hernandez at offensive guard is another name that, you know, Borum's 330 pounds. James Daniels was listed on the roster 320-something. So they got some size on the interior with these signings they did already. Hernandez would be another player like that I don't think you'd be breaking the bank on, that you could maybe do a one-year deal for $5.5 or $6 million hypothetically.
You know, Kyle, it's funny. I was just looking at some of the guys who are still out there. A lot of guys coming off injuries, some of them pretty serious.
Yep.
I think that's – and we got to be careful of that, man. This stuff, a guy's not being ready to go 100% before camp starts and get the green light, we can't go through that anymore. We got to get out of that business of he'll be ready, you know, early in the season. No, that didn't work last year. That was a big no-no for me.
Yeah, I agree with you. Whether it was, you know, Isaiah Wynn and whatever setback he ended up having in his rehab from the quad injury, or – you know, Odell signed it and then said after the fact that he wasn't even really looking to sign somewhere until midway through the season. So why was that a push to get done?
Yeah.
And lo and behold, it blew up in your face. And he really wasn't conditioned and ready to play. And his surgery timeline was all messed up. So I agree with you wholeheartedly. And that's a big thing for me that I'm looking at with a lot of their signings. And the James Daniels one is a strike against this, really, but I really want to mitigate the injury risk for a lot of the guys that you have. So when you get to December, your dollars are on the field. Like, they had an astronomical amount of dollars that they were spending not on the football field at the end of the year last year.
Hey, so we got this quarterback situation going. It looks like Aaron Rodgers could be the Steelers' quarterback this year, and maybe Russell Wilson goes to the Giants. It looked that way to you? That could happen today?
Yeah, it's certainly trending that way, and I like that move for Pittsburgh a lot, especially after they went out and they got Metcalf, agreed to terms to trade for Metcalf from Seattle, the wide receiver. Well, they're a team that is just always going to be a little too far up the board without really giving a big splash to draft a young quarterback you get really excited about. But they're too competitive. They're too well coached. They've got too much talent. They're not going to lose enough games. But then they hit their glass ceiling. So,
yeah.
I like that move for them. Assuming they get it done, Tomlin has dealt with a lot bigger characters than Aaron Rodgers and kept them in line. So I trust him to be able to keep that in shape. But yeah, I think this quarterback carousel gets a little bit more movement today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
By the way, all this stuff's happening while I'm talking to you, so I'm just going right now. The Dolphins just signed a Lions safety. Is that what I'm hearing, Woody? Ifeanyi something.
Melifonwu.
Yeah, you like that.
Okay. Okay, yeah, very physically gifted player. Height, weight, speed type guy is probably going to be ideally a third safety who plays in the box. But, yeah, he had a little bit of a breakout with Detroit as one of their Kirby Joseph's their primary safety, big ball hawk type guy. Melifonwu is kind of the other guy, had a late emergence. And Joe, when I think about when we've talked throughout the course of the build-up to this negotiating cycle, one of the things that I think is really attractive is guys that are blossoming late into rookie contracts or on second contracts that weren't long-term big deals, those guys that are young and hungry. And I think Melifonwu qualifies for that, and he's had a little bit of taste of success now, and I think this scheme can be friendly to a safety that can live on the second level and in the slot as a primary or run defending player, and I like that fit.
Well, I got to tell you, man, you stay on the air any longer with me, we're just going to keep things and keep popping around here, man. Holy smokes. And by the way, he's all right, we got him. Oh, Javon just signed. We got our safety. By the way, looks like a one-year, $4 million deal. So
okay.
Not bad at all. And comes right in and starts and still. They got to have a game plan, right? They're going to get a certain amount of things done in free agency. And then this draft becomes really, really important no matter what happens in free agency. We're still on the same page with that?
Yes, I think so. And you know, not to put the cart before the horse here, but there's a couple teams out there that are going to start moving some players around and add a little bit of extra draft capital. I'd be calling those teams early. Say, hey, you want to come up to 13? Are you interested in anybody? If anybody's there, Houston, you just traded Laremy Tunsil. You're picking at 25. You got all these extra day two picks. You want to send us some day two picks in a 2026 and come up and go get your replacement offensive tackle? I'd be greasing those wheels now if I was Chris Greer.
Wow. There is a chance we're going to move out of that 13. By the way, I've had some other friends of mine, Harvey and some other guys in my life, have said, let's move out of that pick and let's get some more picks. So are you at that school right now or no?
There's a handful of players that, without having that list finalized, I would have a really hard time moving away from. But you look at the needs, you look at the desire to have young competition and kind of open yourself up for guys that you're grooming. The past couple of years where you haven't made draft picks has kind of really added up on you. So now's the time. And, yeah, I would strongly consider, and in most cases favor, if you get halfway decent compensation, even if it's just a couple picks, to pick up one extra pick and go add another pick to the pool.
All right. Well, listen, Kyle, appreciate it, man. And thanks why this is going on. Javon finds a home. We find a safety, and everything's moving. Boy, it didn't take long to get rolling this morning, did it? Kyle, thank you.
Hey, listen, if it gets too stale, just call me back. Oh, come on. We'll get more signings.
Right. We'll get five more guys done. Thank you, Kyle.
Thanks, y'all.
All right, Kyle Krabs of Locked On Fence podcast joining us this morning. Mark Ross from NFL Network, analyst, going to join us this morning. They're going to be rolling all day. I can't believe we actually have him coming on. I was waiting for him to say he can't make it because those guys are going to be on NFL Network all day long.
Stuff's coming in quick here,
yeah.
Man.
Wow.
We'll keep you up to date as soon as they come in.
All right. Well, listen, and I'll work on the pronunciation while we're at it, too.
You guys were close on that one.
Melifonwu. I went, Scott. Okay.
Kyle knew the guy.
He knew right
well.
Away. He got all excited. Hey, I want to tell you about the main man, Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts. Boy, he is at it again. The main man would love to help you sell your business. Do it fast. Market the you-know-what out of it because that's what he does. And listen, nobody's going to get you more money for your business when you do sell it than the main man, Anthony Caliendo. He's got a book full of people who have moved here and said, if you find a business like this, please call me. I'd be interested in buying it. So now we're looking for people ready to sell their business. And the main man says, hey, are you tired of all the stress? Are you tired of all the risk? Are you tired of all the competition? Are you tired of all the employees? Are you just tired of being tired? Well, if you answered yes to these questions, then you know it's time to call the main man and get started on this process. Doesn't matter how specialized or what the size is, there's a buyer out there for every business, and the main man would love to let you know what it's worth, sit down with you, get the value, come up with a value. It's free to sit down with him and come up. He'll evaluate it, give you the value. It's a $2,500 free evaluation for you to get. Call him now, 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. That's 1-800-843-6246. And ask for Anthony Caliendo. By the way, you're going to be dealing with the main man. Not anybody in the office. You will be dealing with the main man. You can visit him at the web at themainman.com. Anthony Caliendo.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.